Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
High noon in the District of Columbia. This is B. Mitch and Finley. Very fired up to get to the Rude Guest Hotline. Welcome in our friend, Mr. Peter Rosenberg. Lifelong Burgundy and Gold fan, has a zillion jobs, is on TV constantly, ESPN, WWE, whatever it is, he's doing it. Peter, what's up, dude? How are you?
Yo, what's popping, guys?
Let's ask you the question that everybody in town is talking about. Are you okay if Jaden Daniels plays on Sunday?
Am I okay if Jaden Daniels plays on Sunday? Assuming he's good to play on Sunday, I'm totally fine with it. I mean, I think you got to trust Jaden and frankly, his mom probably, right, to make this decision the right way. And if they feel like he's good and can go, I trust him to make that choice. Like, I don't know. I know we're traumatized. We're traumatized in this city with bad decision-making, and people will start thinking of Mike Shanahan and RG3. But I don't think that's the situation here, and I think if Jaden feels like it's the right thing to do, then go for it. I'm sure it's hard for a player who hasn't missed a game yet as a pro to potentially do it. And I just hope he makes the right choice. But no, I assume if he plays, then I'll feel okay with it.
Are you confident that if Mariota starts, they can still win this ballgame?
No. No, I'm not. And I'll tell you why. Here's why. I was, last year, of course, looking at the body of work, you would be. And this is what I was like looking forward to talking to you guys about today. There's something up with the offense that is not a Jaden thing. And I'm sure you guys have talked about this throughout the week. I haven't been around to be able to do so. Like, it's funny, like, you watch highlights. I saw a Mariota highlight on ESPN, you know, as they're, like, analyzing this. And it showed Mariota hitting Deami Brown for a touchdown. I'm like, well, but we don't have him. Like, I'm not saying, oh, my God, what are we going to do with Deami Brown? But I am saying we have some issues offensively, like, Noah Brown needs to catch the football in big spots. He hasn't been. So, real quick, you have Terry, who's your distant one, who everyone can hone in on. Debo at two is not a true two in that he doesn't have beat you down the field, burn you speed anymore. That's not the role that Debo is anymore. And then we're at Noah Brown. Like, JP, am I missing something? It feels like weapon-wise, and now Eckler's out. It just feels like weapon-wise, we're in a bit of a deficit that we weren't at last year.
Yeah, but I think going into last year, nobody thought Deami Brown and Alamide Zaccheaus were going to be the weapons they kind of emerged. And really, Deami, I think you're probably remembering, you know, Deami was Mr. January last year. He was awesome in the playoffs, but he didn't contribute a ton in the regular season. You know, looking at this offense, especially because Noah Brown is, you know, didn't practice yesterday, is at least going to be questionable for Sunday.
Great.
A lot of this, I think, is you haven't gotten production from Luke McCaffrey and Ben Sinnott. You know, like, I think Like, I was talking with somebody. If you start thinking 3 years from now, what pieces does Washington have, and especially offensively? 3 years from now, the pieces you're talking about, Jaden and Connerly? You know, like, there's not a lot of reinforcements.
And Bill?
Yeah, maybe Bill. We got to see. Like, they didn't give him carries last week. Why?
No, they did. That was interesting, too, right?
Yeah, definitely. Do you think that the offensive struggles, though, are the weapons, or do you think it's something to do with Cliff's offense? Do you think it's the play calling? Like, are you thinking it's just the weapons, or is it something else?
Well, I mean, last week it really felt like a bit of everything. Like, what a sort of weird offensive strategy that was for that game. Like, it was just a very odd approach. I mean, I thought the thing that would separate them this year was the heavy dose of run game that they were going to use, and that was the excitement around Bill. Like, hey, we can move on from B-Rob because we found this guy. We can pound him. And particularly when you saw nothing really open up. I mean, guys, there were – how many plays were there where you could see that Jaden basically gave up on the play after 2 seconds because he knew there was nothing there?
Nothing.
Like, it happened several times where he's like, all right – a couple times he threw it right at the ground. A couple other times he just went back underneath again to Eckler, which won't be an option this week. But there clearly just wasn't any downfield stuff. So I was very confused by that. I'm not freaking out, guys. It's the preseason. You know, listen, we thought that the Giants were just an absolutely incapable offense that could not move the football. And they went for nearly 500 yards against the Cowboys.
Yeah. Right.
So we don't know exactly who these teams are. I think it is very clear the Packers have a very good defense. But I'm not, like, freaking out concerned. I'm just worried. I don't know enough about our other options to just know how diverse an offense they can have. And I just worry about, particularly if Jaden is compromised, him ending up in a spot where he plays compromised and feels like he has to do way too much himself.
Listen, man, I think last week Jaden didn't really trust the O-line, and I understand why. And I think his eyes didn't stay downfield like they normally do. And I think that's why he was running so much, because he didn't trust the O-line. Dude, there were plays, especially in the second half, where when he did have a little bit of time, there was zero separation. And I think they need to pick up more first downs. They got to be better on third down so they can stay on the field, sustain some drives, get their tempo going. The tempo really, really helps this offense. And I think without it, you see what Green Bay did is really hard to replicate for other teams, because they were getting such good pressure up front that they could then play really soft. But I think it allows you to play really soft when, to your point, Peter, when the DBs can play really soft, they're questioning the team speed on the other side. They don't think they're going to get beat. They think they can run with the guys. And maybe Jalen Lane is a guy. I mean, he's a guy with 4.3 speed. Maybe you can get him going. I think Cliff and Joe Witt and DQ, I think they took L's last week. Sometimes what happens on the field is not a direct reflection of one side coaching and scheming better than the other, but I do think we saw that in Green Bay.
Oh, yeah, there's no way around that. And listen, this is why I'm not worried. It's hard. It's hard to have a week where you get, like, pretty thoroughly beat by a team, right? It was basically, by the way, do you realize that the Packers game in so many ways mentally felt like the exact reverse of the Giants game?
Yes,
and totally, dude.
But we were the Giants, and I hated it. Like, mm-hmm. We're never down big, but we're never in the game either. And I, you know, listen, it's hard to, like, not get down when, A, the team plays badly against the team that you thought, like, oh, we're going to see each other in the playoffs, and then you have a really weak showing. Oh, wait, hold on. Our quarterback has a knee sprain. He's questionable. All right, none of this feels good. But the reality is, I think the reason we love this version of the team is we trust the coaching staff and we trust the organization, and that they'll be able to bounce back. Now, the interesting piece is, though, what a high-pressure game Sunday becomes, because yeah. This is one that everyone had checked, W. This is really the next 2 weeks are written down W's. It is all pressure to win, no credit or excitement if you do win. You just are supposed to win. And frankly, in 2 weeks, the offense is, you know, with the exception of early in the Giants game, through 2 weeks, there has not been a great rhythm to this offense. You can say some positive things about the defense, but it has not been a good first 2 weeks for this offense. And you may be doing it with Marcus Mariota, who certainly I trust, but it is not as dynamic an offense with him playing.
Yeah, I know you got to run real quick here, Peter. I want to get your thoughts on the RFK finally getting passed and seemingly like all the hurdles are passed now and it's going to get built there. What do you think?
Super excited, man. It was a touchy moment there late in the process when that letter went out yesterday, and I went, oh my God, is something going to come up here? But no, this is super cool, man. I mean, it's sort of the final step, it feels like, to this team really there being a chance that my daughter will get to root for a team that is like a real franchise. Because the only thing now when you say like you're happy about everything, I know some people, their asterisk is the name, you know, like they're obsessed with that. I say get over it. I'm over it. I don't care. I always thought it was the right thing to do to change the name. Commander is not my top choice, but I've gotten used to it. It's cool. Jerseys are looking more and more like the old jerseys. I'm all good. To me, the one thing that was the hang-up still is we play in a dump. I'd rather go see them on the road than at home. So the idea of them being in a beautiful building in D.C. is potentially so thrilling to all of us who have some memory. And for me and, God, JP, for me and you, pretty distant memories at this point of RFK. Yeah. What a cool and meaningful thing. So, listen, part of me thinks part of me wishes that the building was renamed because people are going to be very confused. But I'm very true. Excited about the building.
I know you got a boogie, man. You think they win this weekend?
I do. I absolutely do think they win. Excuse me. I absolutely do think they win. But I'm not going to say I'm not concerned. Like, I definitely go into a game. I thought I'd be sitting here this week like, all right, cool, let's just get this one out of the way. But between the way the offense has looked and between the result last week, I definitely have some nerves. But I will take Washington. I'll take them to cover. And please, guys, partake in WWE's first ESPN venture this weekend, WrestlePalooza, on the across all ESPN platforms. And tomorrow at 3 o'clock, I'm hosting the first ever ESPN WWE show. It airs at 3 o'clock on ESPN2. Myself, Big E, and Tyrese Halliburton. So it's an exciting weekend for all things WWE and ESPN. But I will be back on my couch by 1 o'clock Sunday.
I love it, man. Thank you.
It's awesome.
What's crazy with you, Peter, is whoever just walked in the room that you let out a ha, it could have been Triple H or Cameron. Like, I never know what you got going on. But go do your thing.
What about just an awkward cough where I didn't know where to go, and then I ended up just borderline hacking on the radio?
That too. Hey, life happens, man. Thank you, brother. Appreciate the time.
Appreciate it, man.
Later, guys.
Later, man. That's our boy, Peter Rosenberg. Check him out at Rosenberg Radio. I think what he said was really, really well put, that in D.C. we're traumatized by what happened with Robert and Shanahan and just the mess all that was. And this situation is not that one, okay? But our B. Mitchell Finley poll question of the day, I thought was pretty simple.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Who do you want to see at quarterback on Sunday, Jaden Daniels or Marcus Mariota? The B. Mitch and Finley poll question of the day is brought to you by AAA. Level up with the new AAA Commanders MVP membership. Get all the benefits of AAA, plus exclusive experiences, discounts, and tickets. If you're already a AAA member, upgrade for free or join today at AAA.com/Commanders. Toby, I'm asking you the poll question. Who do you want out there, Jaden or Mariota?
Who do I want? I want Jaden. But I need Jaden to be fully ready to go. But if he's fine and gets cleared and everything, then if Jaden's on the field, I believe that if Jaden's on the field, they went through all the process to make sure that he's ready to go. I want to see Jaden. I think it's going to be Mariota, though. I think for at least this week, you're going to end up going with Mariota. But I don't want to live in fear. It reminds me of how last week's game plan it felt like, JP, where we went into that game expecting to see this team play really, really well, and then you watch the game plan, and it seemed like they were scared. It seemed like they were intimidated going into Lambeau or something of that nature. I don't want to approach this Jaden thing. I want you to be cautious. I want you to understand. I want you to have a healthy respect to the injury and to treat it correctly, but I also don't want to hold him out for the sake of my own feelings. Like, right? If he's ready to go, let's play some football. So I would love to see Jaden if he's ready to go.
If Jaden can go, he goes, period. If he can't, I am certainly more confident in Mariota than Roseburg sounds.
Yes.
And that's okay. If Jaden can go, it's Jaden. If the approval's there, it's Jaden. We got some really good replies on Twitter. Commander Styles said, who do I want to see? Jaden. Who should I see? Mariota. Have Jaden ready for Atlanta.
There you go.
I think a lot of folks are saying that. We'll open the phone lines up on this. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. Who should be playing at quarterback on Sunday against the Raiders? Jaden or Mariota? I don't think it's that simple when it's an injury. This isn't like a quarterback competition. I don't know who I think it's going to be, which is more interesting. Usually by now I'd have a feel, but this all feels so similar to the Bears game last year, where we really didn't know. Cliff Kingsbury today said Jaden is preparing mentally and Mariota will be the quarterback on the field. I feel like both these guys are pretty well prepared mentally. I think they can get this thing done.
The only thing, and I don't know if this plays a consideration, JP, but the fact that the offense is out of sync seemingly for the first 2 weeks and Jaden's not going to get to practice except for maybe on Friday, does that play a factor at all? Knowing that the offense already wasn't clicking and then Jaden didn't get to practice this week, really? Does that play in, or is it more if Jaden's ready to go, you just go?
But Mariota didn't get any work either. Does that enter the equation?
Yeah. No, I mean, you're 100% right. I mean, Jaden at least got the work in the training camp, but Mariota hasn't gotten work really until now. I don't know. I think that's an interesting part of this. And the thing for me, when he says he's mentally preparing, that's why I think that Jaden, more so than maybe other quarterbacks, especially second-year guys, can get on the field without having to get on the practice field. Because he goes through the VR stuff. He does all these various things that, to me, he needs less reps than the average second-year quarterback. Not to say that he doesn't need them for the chemistry with the guys. You always need that. But in terms of his preparedness, I think he'll be just fine if he has to step out on the field without really getting much practice time.
Let's do this. Phone lines are open, 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. AAA poll question of the day. Who should be a quarterback on Sunday, Jaden or Mariota? Taking your calls next on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.